Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with the Church Christ Alive's message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. It's 515-605-9887. If you have any prayer requests, we'll pray with you. If you have any questions about the lesson, we'll do our best in the Lord Jesus answer for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord has been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments up the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, thank God for those of you listening to us at this 7 o'clock hour Central Standard Time here in the United States. We're on Blog Talk Radio, the broadcast Jesus Word, the Midnight Cry broadcast. Once again, my name is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. Thank God for all you've been listening. God bless you, dear sister. How you doing today?
God bless.
Amen. Another blessed day. Thank God for all you tuning in far and near. And may the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones. In Jesus' name, amen. And we are on Love Thy Neighbor tonight. We are, as our brother Lee and the sisters are heading this off, we are grateful once again for all of you. And on this night, the bringing of the word and prayer is what we're doing on this broadcast this day. And I am grateful to the Lord for such an opportunity as this that we have to present the gospel unto you all and to pray with you all.
Amen.
So it's very much needed. Amen. And the testing, the challenges, they're going to come. But I say that if you are wrapped up in Jesus, you shall survive. But there are some who are going to become offended because of the word. And you're seeing some of that as evident today. Some people, you know, can't take the mockery, you know, and bring ridicule because they are believing Christ. And this is why we're telling you guys here on the broadcast to get prepared, because the greatest challenge is yet to come. And you're going to be in the valley of decision making, because the hour is going to come where you make that decision whether you're going to fully stand for Christ or not. Amen.
Yeah.
So we want to encourage you all to spend your time getting closer to God. And I want to say this, too, as I have been talking to a couple of people this week. You know, and I know my sister here on the broadcast vows for this. You know, there's times when we as Christians, we said we're going to fast, and or we're going to go on a consecration before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
one of the things that I come to understand is that there's times that when we go on such a journey, we don't do it fully. Now, I know
mm-hmm.
people say, well, what are you talking about? Well, it's like when you're getting ready to go on a consecration, the fast of the Lord, and this is what I found out in 1994, that, you know, the day before that, you know, get everything out the way, okay? Because that day that you start, I found out that where you are fully consecrated to the Lord, I mean, cutting off the TV, you know, social media, you know, laptop and all that, and just stay in the word and prayer. And I remember, sister, that in 1994, I had this car accident, and I was living in a house by myself with my roommate. I had a roommate, his name John Tolliver, and he would just come on the weekend, so he was going to Mississippi State. And so
mm-hmm.
it was just me there. And so I was starting a new job, and the very day for me to start that job, because it was like a salesman job, and I needed my vehicle, the very day for me to start, boom, I had a car accident that very morning. Me and another guy hit. And to make a long story short, I could not continue to use my vehicle because the frame was so bent up so bad, you know. And so I lost the job. I lost the house. I lost everything, okay? And I had to move back in with my mother. And I remember Brother Lee wrote me this letter, and it had scriptures on it. And he was telling me to pray and study these scriptures. And people, I'm going to tell you this. When I went on that journey of praying and studying and consecrating to the Lord, I didn't look at no TV. I just closed myself up in that room, the scriptures, and prayed. And I did that back and forth all day. And people, I'm going to tell you something. Even when I fell asleep, I woke up, the Bible sitting right there, I'm right back in the Word. And the Lord showed me things, okay? It wasn't no, I'm consecrating myself, but I'm running around all uptown. I hope people understand what I'm saying. Because, you know, when you're going on that straight consecration and fast, you want to dedicate that time to the Lord, okay? You want to stay before him. And many times, you know, we're talking about I'm dedicating my time to the Lord and stuff like that, but we're doing other things, okay? Now, don't get me wrong. I know that there's some important thing may come up, and I understand that, but for the most part, we don't be fully consecrating ourselves, you know, unto the Lord like we should. The Bible said in Acts 13, as they minister to the Lord, they fast and minister to the Lord, okay? So in that, they weren't just asking for things, but ministering to the Lord is involved in praise and worship, you know? And sometimes people think that, I don't know if I'm going to be able to take it. I'm telling you, when you shut yourself in where you devote that time to the Lord, to praying to him and studying, I'm telling you, and time, when you get so wrapped up in it, you don't even think about time. Now, I know my sister on her own can vouch for this, okay? You don't really be thinking about time, you know, when you so wrapped up in it. And I would study and pray, study and pray. I'm going back and forth. And like I say, even when I dozed off and went to sleep and woke up, I went right back into the Word. I went right back into prayer. I kept the same routine, okay? And the Lord showed me a job that I was going to go back to 2 years later. He showed me that job in a dream. And in the meantime, he prepared and opened the door for a job for me to go to right then. Because by God, it's about time, okay? And it's about his time. And the Lord will show you things. And sometimes it doesn't mean that it's right now for you to step into it. He'll show you that you may get prepared, okay, before you step into it. So even though he showed me a job that I would go to 2 years later, he opened up a door for another job that I could take right then until I go into that other job. So, it's, like I said, it's about timing. But what I'm saying is that not only did the Lord show me things, but I sense more of a closeness to the Lord, if you understand what I'm saying. My spirit was more closer to him, okay? Because when you're fasting and consecrating, especially you fast and you're breaking that flesh down, and you're allowing yourself to be more open to hear from the Spirit, because we have so many things, quote, going on and what we be doing, and we be, quote, so busy, you know, a lot of times that, you know, whether people understand it or not, your flesh has a voice too. And it starts hollering, okay? And so you got to bring it down, okay? And see, the devil would like to make it holler because he know how the flesh is. So he throw little enticements out there, get you all caught up and stuff. So that fasting consecration helps break it down and opens you up to be more sensitive to the Spirit of God, to hear the Spirit. And I'm telling you, on that solid consecration, I'm talking about people, I'm going to tell you something. When I had to move in with my mother, and I went in that room, me and them scriptures that Brother Lee sent me, and that's what I did. I prayed, studied. I did it back and forth, prayed, studied. I study so long, turn around and pray. Pray so long, turn around, study. And I did that back and forth. And the Lord began to open up the scriptures to me. But I'm telling you, people, I sensed the closeness to the Lord. I didn't sense being far off. I sensed closeness to where that you could tell, like in your spirit, like you become more open to whatever he wants to tell you or show you. And we're going to have to get back to that, people, because the challenges that we're facing in this last days, you need a word of decision from the Lord. I mean, you really need a word of decision from the Lord. There are going to be challenges and things that come where you're going to have God to speak a word of decision to you, okay? This ain't about, you know, this is a time, because see, I noticed something about the Lord is that when the Lord is trying to light fire under our feet personally or get us to seek him, sometimes we become dependent on people and we're looking for people, quote, to give us a word from the Lord, and you know what they tell you? They say, I got nothing. And there's a reason why they ain't got nothing, because sometimes we become so dependent on people instead of us preparing ourselves to hear from the Lord. We're looking to that person that we have respect for and all that, and you know, who constantly, you know, at times come and tell you, well, you know, the Lord said this or he wanted to do that. We become so dependent that, you know, the Lord be saying, I want to speak to you. I want to speak straight to you. So when you turn to that person and you and that person said, I haven't got anything, you know, you actually said, well, you know, and there's nothing wrong with giving prayer requests. People, please hear me. I'm not speaking against giving prayer requests. But there's times where we give and say, you know, I'm going through such a thing, and I need for you to pray for me. There's nothing wrong with that. But there's a time, sometimes, that there's some people give that request, and when they do that, they're not fully seeking the Lord themselves. They're actually waiting, quote, from a word from the Lord through you. And that's one of the reasons why they tell you that, okay? They'll tell you, well, so Stella, I'm going through something, and I need you to pray that the Lord would direct me and pray. You know, sometimes some people, when they're given that, they're looking for God to give a word through Sister Stella to them instead of them hearing from the Lord themselves. You understand what I'm saying? And so the Lord is calling his people to such a consecration. Listen, he wants you to cut the TV off, people. Cut the TV off. Mm-hmm. Cut the social media off. Cut the laptop off, you know. And people, I'm going to tell you something. You know, you have to watch the phone as well. I'm just going to be honest with you. Now, you know, I understand that some emergency calls may come up. But I'm going to tell you like this. There are going to be some things that Satan is going to work through, people, to try to break, you know, what you're doing. You understand what I'm saying? And sometimes you get some people that just want to talk, you know, and you have to tell them, say, hey, brother, sister, or whoever it may be, I'll talk to you later, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm telling you, the challenges that lie ahead, we're going to have a word from the Lord personally for ourselves, okay? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a word that has to come with direction. Mm-hmm. Now, some of you listening, you may be in a dire strait right now. You need a word from the Lord. You done tried everything else, let's be honest. Because many times what we do, we try the things, okay? And, you know, we'll try the things. Even though we have laid a request before the Lord, we still run a trial of things. And then, you know, we go, okay, Lord, I done failed. You know, so, Lord, you know, I really need you to speak that word. And so that's what we're facing. And I'm telling you what's happening. So I wanted to give that word of encouragement to those of you that's listening. If you're saying that I want to go on a fast, I'm going to go on a consecration, because some people do fast, but what I'm saying is that total dedication in that hour, in that time to the Lord many times is not there because we run around doing other stuff, but at the same time we say, well, I'm on the consecration. Okay, you know, I'm fasting. You know, listen, if you can only go an hour and you can build up from that time, okay, the Lord will honor that hour. If you, you know, because I do understand people are on different levels concerning fasting and consecration, you know, in the body of Christ. They're on different levels. Everybody is not on the same level. Just like a brother David Terrell, he would go 30 and 40 days on a fast. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody is not at that level. Okay?
Amen.
And the one that knoweth more than me and you is the Lord. He knows what level people are on, okay? So everyone's not on that level. But you can build from the level you own, okay? So some of you listening, you may have been given the thought that you got to start off going 30 days, okay? Or so, you know, because you hearing about these other believers who's doing 30 and 20 days. God goes with where your heart at. And so if some of you only can start off 1 hour, okay, start off 1 hour. But work on building. Don't stay there because your God is about progression. He wants all of us to progress. He wants all of us to grow. It's not about like going backwards or sitting still. And I think that's another problem we face, that too many of us are sitting still. You know, God and did some in our life. We became so satisfied, we don't look to grow no more. We don't look to advance, and we stay on the same testimony, which is nothing wrong with the testimony. But, see, the Lord wants you to grow. So if you only can do that 1 hour, you know, work on your next one to go 2 hours. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, you make that step of faith with the Lord, he'll meet you. And before you know it, you'll be going a time than you never thought you would go before. But during that time, please keep in mind, work on being fully consecrated at that time, okay? So once again, cut the TV off, cut social media off, cut the laptop off, and grab your chair and whatever room you're in and your Bible, okay, and the scriptures, no book and a piece of paper and a pencil, and go to study. And you study so long, then pray, and go back and forth.
Yeah.
And I know that some people, that just sounds so boring. It's not boring, people. Let me tell you something. When you get into it, when you get wrapped into it, it ain't going to be no boredom in it, okay? And time will go by more quicker than you think. But some people, sister, I've heard some people say, well, what if I go to sleep? I say, oh, well, okay. When you wake up, the word will still be there. Go back into the word, okay?
Amen.
You know, that sleep is not stopping God when you have your heart there in it, okay? So if you are fully studying and dedicating yourself to that and meditating, because remember, meditation is part of studying the word of God, okay? So you're going to read, you're going to search, and you're going to meditate, okay? And many times you meditate so good on the word, you do eventually fall asleep, okay? So, but it ain't stopping it from not getting in there because you're putting it in there through the meditating of the word and studying the word. When you wake up, going back into it. And so that's what I did in 94. And I'm telling you, the Lord blessed me with great wonders, great blessings. So I want to speak that encouragement to you all. And I have my sister Stella on here on the line now. And sister, I want to give you a chance to speak or say anything that God has given you.
I just thank the Lord for, you know, being on the broadcast tonight. And it's always a blessing to be, you know, to be on the broadcast. And I thank the Lord, you know, about, you know, talking about the fasting and the praying. And when we fast and we pray, and and Isaiah tells us, you know, to make our voice to be heard on high. And so when we fast and pray, we pray that, God will hear our prayers, will hear our cries, will hear our moans and hear our groans. Because he said in Ezekiel that he saw for a man to stand in the gap to make up the hedge, that he would not destroy the land, but he found no one. And so, lots of God's people, they are slow on, you know, fasting and praying, you know. And so that's how we get our, you know, get our strength and our closeness to God when we start fasting and praying. Because lots of times, you know, I fast and, you know, pray and I go before the Lord in the denial. Cause I had like denied like 21 days, you know, denying before the Lord so many hours a day, like 12 hours a day I go before the Lord and, you know, fasting and praying. And seeing the Lord, he'll always give me something, give me a new revelation or, you know, something like that. And so, you know, so if we want to hear from God, then, you know, we can, you know, we have to come before him, you know, in fasting and praying and seeking his face, you know. And so then when he was saying that if his people that are called by his name will humble themselves and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, he said, then he'll hear from heaven and forgive our sins and heal our land. And so, so he laid out a pattern, that we can hear from him what we have to do. And I was thinking about also about in the book of Kings when this king he was Jezebel's husband. You know, and the Bible said that he was the most wicked king, one of the most wicked king that ever was. And so he wanted this man's vineyard, and I think his name was, you know, Nahar, wanted Nahar's vineyard. And so when his wife Jezebel, she plotted up, you know, something that she could get, you know, this man's vineyard from him. So what she did, she went and got false witness against him, you know, accusing him of doing something that, you know, that he wasn't doing. And so what it called, what she accused him of, it called him to be stoned to death. And so got that vineyard, had this man killed, then she went to her husband, and he came, he was like down in the bed, you know, like rolling in like self pity and just like under control, you know, like he's supposed to be the king, but she seemed like she was ruling him. And so she was like taking his place of authority. He had to like step back, and so and he would had to, like laid his authority down. And so they was doing all kinds of worshiping idol gods, and they was killing these babies and sacrificing them to the god of Baal. And so he was a very wicked king. But when God sent Elijah to him and told him that what he was going to do to him because of all the wickedness that he had committed. And what he did, he went before the Lord. He humbled himself. He clothed himself in sackcloth and ashes. And he humbled himself before God and repented and asked the Lord to forgive him. And so, and the Lord forgave him for all of his sins, you know, that he committed. And so, and the Lord sent Elijah back to him and told him because he had humbled himself that he would not let that evil come in his day, but it would come in his son's day. And so, he's letting us know that how God will honor our fasting and our prayer. If he heard this wicked, sinful man, and he humbled himself before him, and he forgave him of all that he had done and, you know, and everything. And so and what do you think that he will do for us when we are his children and washed in the blood of the Lamb and cleansed of all our sins and our iniquities. And if we go before God and fasting and praying, and don't you know that He will hear us? He will hear and He will answer. He will hear and He will answer our prayers. He will hear our cries. He will hear our moans, and He will hear our groans. And so then I'm just, you know, saying that it is very good, very important that we fast and that we pray, you know, and cry out to the Lord, you know, in the behalf of not only ourselves, but the church, the people, the nations and the families and everything. If we want to see the hand of God move up on the nation, what we have to do, we have to fast and pray for the United States of America. We have to fast and pray, you know, that the Lord will you know, that our voice will be heard on high concerning this country, you know, and you'll cry out for, you know, the Lord, you know, do something for our president of the United States. Save him. Save the vice president. Because I remember reading I think it was in the Book of Kings, if I'm not mistaken. I can't think of the scripture right now. But there was this evil king. His name was Manasseh. And Manasseh was taken. He was serving this god that was he was sacrificing his children to this god. I think it's god of Balaam, if I'm not mistaken. But I looked this god up, whatever it was. I looked it up, and so what it was, he was made. This god was like a big old heater. Like a big heater, round heater, and with a door that opened up, that you put the wood and stuff inside this belly of this big old heater, and it had arms that were stretched out to lay a child up on. And what they would do, they would take and burn that child and offer that child to this god, but the Lord saved this man. He up in his later, older year, and how evil he was, he done all of that. And what he went before God, and he repented of his sins. And what God did, God took and forgave him of his sins, and he saved him. And see, in the Lord, he will do the same thing, you know, for his, you know, his peoples today. And we come before him and repent and ask his forgiveness and fasting and praying and seeking his face, and he will do the same thing for his people today. And so what we have to do, we can cry out because there is nobody that God, you know, cannot save. See, we don't even know, just like President Trump, you know, God can save him. He can save our president. He can save the vice president. He can save the government of these different states and things. Because, see, we don't know God's plan, you know, for their life. But God know their plan for their life. But if we stand in the place and call it, you know, that God has called us into intercession prayer warriors and cry out for a particular thing, and God will hear his people. And I was reading in this book. It was called a like spiritual warfare book. And it was this preacher, and he wrote this book back in 2020. He wrote this book, and he was saying that he was a policeman in Kansas City, Missouri. And he was one on a special squad, and he was saying he had got saved and everything, and he said these people called him for him to come and, you know, and preach at their church because their pastor for some reason had left the church, and so what he can he and so he came and he was filling in for them. And so he said he preached the first night. He said he told them could he just come in and just stay there until you know, they get another preacher. And so he said, well, about maybe about 100 members there. And he said the church would just like, you know, split up the division, separation and stuff in the church. The church was going through a bad time. And so he said he called a meeting. And he said, well, about 25 people showed up there. And he said they was in desperate need, you know, for God to do something and hear them because of the division and separation in the church, and church was just almost like to break up. And he said with those 25 people that showed up, and he said they fell on their knees and they cried out to God, and those with sincere heart, and even today, God increased their number from that to 100 people to thousands of members, and he got a church and got two churches. He got what they want in Kansas City and one in Independence. I've been to the one in Independence. I met this pastor, you know, there. And I'm telling you, he's a really good pastor. But he was letting us know, if we come together and pray for that situation that is in, you know, going on in the church, the separation and the division, and it don't take no whole lots of people. And if we just come together and fast and pray and cry out to God, and God can do something for us. Like he did for that preacher, you know, for that pastor, you know. And he said, even right now, he said, as I'm writing this book, he said, I'm still challenging things is coming into his life, you know, that caused him to fall down and still pray, you know. So I was just, you know, just telling you that through fasting and praying, you know, God will hear us if we be in one, you know, one, you know, unity, be one with each other, one with God, because he said, what two or three are assembled together in his name, he said, there I'll be in the midst. He said, we can church and agree on anything that we ask, he said he will do it for us. And that is his word. Mm-hmm. His word is him. His word is selling in heaven, and his word will not return to him void. But it will do whatsoever he sent it out to do. And so that's what we have to do. Just like we see the situation that's going on in the church, what we have to do, we can make a difference. We can make a difference. It don't take but two or three. And so that's all I have, you know, have to say, you know, concerning that tonight.
Amen. And we're grateful for our sister and giving the word and message to those who listen, and she's right. And you know, the thing about it too, that people, you need to remember, especially those in the ministry, that even when you're dealing with certain demon spirits, that it is good to fast and pray. You
Amen.
Remember in scriptures where that the man that had the demon possessed son, I remember he brought his son to the disciples of Christ, and they couldn't cast that demon out.
Mm-hmm.
And when he brought his son to Jesus, and Jesus cast him out, he, you know, the disciples were wondering how come they couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, this time, go out but by prayer and fasting.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to understand that when you're dealing with especially certain demon spirits, fasting and prayer is needed.
Right.
In your operation against demon spirits, because, you know, one of the things that Satan has done through movies, through plays, things like that, even to some of God's people, he have caused them to become desensitized to his existence. If you understand what I'm saying, like you have some Christians, when you mention and say, hey, watch out for witchcraft, the first thing they tell you is, I don't believe in that. You know, and I'm like, just because you said that doesn't mean it's not so. And just because you said that, that's not going to stop the devil from doing what he's doing because you holler, you don't believe that. I don't believe in that. I mean, I've come across some Christians who reaction like that is quick. I don't believe that. And I look and I said, well, you know, that's not going to stop the devil from doing what he's doing. So there are times that you find out that when you're dealing with in the area of deliverance and certain demon spirits, you would need to fast and pray. Okay? Because, you know, these demon spirits, you know, you got some that's more powerful than others. We read in Ephesians 6 where they are listening, okay? And, you know, you dealing with, you know, more powerful demons. And that's why, you know, there are certain places that the Lord even talked to you about not going in, you know, without him especially, and not being ready. And see, some people think they can just run in and just tackle anything, okay? And they're not ready themselves, okay? And you run up in that situation, and you ain't ready, then you're going to find yourself like the exorcists in the Bible who thought they was going to come against them demons. We come against, we come in that name of, that Paul say, Jesus. Well, I mean, them demons, you know, they let you know, we know Jesus, we know Paul, but who are you? And they send us running out naked. So fasting and prayer, and as a sister was speaking, we encourage you all that, you know, to come to understand that it has a place among the people of God. And this is something that the Lord does, you know, want us to do. And he talks about it, okay? And there's times you fight. Now, I know some people say, well, that's the only way you can get something from God? No. He said, actually, you share the seed. But, however, that is one of the ways that you can receive. Because we got to understand what fasting with prayer does in helping us. When you come to understand that, then you will understand his place, okay? But I'm telling you all, especially those of you in the ministry, you know, you really need to hear there are, you know, you dealing with deliverance, okay, and dealing with people. Some people, you know, very much demonic possessed. And I'm telling you that fasting and prayer is good before you go into that situation, okay? I'm telling you now because, you know, you can't take these things for granted, okay? You dealing with some demon spirits, and you living in this time, look at what people is getting into. You got a lot of people getting into witchcraft. They getting into magic. They getting into divination because the problems are mounting up for them so bad. But here's the thing. Satan is using people to try to get people a quick fix because, see, man doesn't want – they don't want to sow the seed in getting to God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, in a position to hear the answer. They want it right then. So they want it right then. If you look now in the world, it seems like everything is about doing it fast. You know, everything is about doing it fast. On your jobs, you know, used to be quality over quantity. Now on your job, they want fast. Everything's fast, you know. And they want quick things. I mean, even your commercials on TV, when they would talk about exercising, they tell you, say, well, get this good stomach 3 minutes a day. I said, now, come on now. It's 3 minutes a day and you're going to get a toned stomach. No, because everything's about fast, okay? And so Satan is tricking people and deceiving them into thinking that their answer is in witchcraft or their answer is in divination, you know, a fortune telling. And I'm telling you, he's even getting some Christians. As I gave y'all my testimony many times before, when I called a psychic and got cursed, and I called a psychic simply because I lost patience with God. I just thought God was taking too long. I'm just being honest with you. I just thought God was just taking too long. What I wanted an answer to, and I asked him a question, I just thought it was taking too long. So my non-thinking self is going to decide, well, and call this psychic. And people, let me tell you something about that. It only take one phone call. It don't take a bunch of phone calls like you think before they put a curse on you, okay? It just take one phone call. That's all you take, one phone call, and then they start sending you letters and all this stuff and telling you what they see about you and all this stuff. People, that's speaking a curse into your life, and I'm going to tell you right now, it is real. And this is what you're dealing with today. You're dealing with people getting into demonic stuff, thinking that that's the answer, okay? You got people playing with Ouija boards. You know, Kmart, before Kmart closed down, especially here in Yazoo City, Mississippi, they was the first place I saw that made the Ouija board a game board. That was the first time. You know, some of y'all have heard the game called Monopoly. Well, Parker Brothers came out with the game Ouija board. And I looked at it in Walmart and Kmart, and I was shocked. I said, whoa, I had never seen that. And see, people thinking that's innocent. Those, I'm telling you, people are getting into this stuff. You're finding out that they're going to palm readers. They're going to these psychics. They're going into gypsies. They're going into all these types of mediums. Many of y'all see all these different shows about mediums on TV. I want to know about my dead brother, and do he forgive me? So they go into these mediums, okay? Mediums are none but also necromancers, okay? They call themselves communicating with the dead. That's demonic, people. And you're coming across people that's in that. And I'm telling to those of you in the ministry, I'm telling you, spend your time getting ready. It ain't what you think. Because some of y'all think you just going to run in there, you know, and just do. But you dealing with some powerful demons, okay? And there are times that you're going to need fasting prayer. Because Jesus told the disciples, this kind go out but by fasting and praying, okay?
Amen.
He said that's why y'all couldn't deal with this demon the way y'all needed to. So you're going to find that people that there's some of that you're dealing with, you're going to have to fast and pray, okay, before you go into that situation. Because it is real. It is very intense. It's not a game. And some of these demon spirits, you're dealing with powerful spirits, okay? I'm telling you now, please hear this. As we talk to you about fasting and prayer, I'm telling you, you're going to be dealing with people that's going to be in some deep stuff with demons, okay? They're going to be in some deep stuff because they think that going to the devil, because you got to understand how he presents the package. He presents the package like he got the answer. You don't have to wait on nothing. You can get it right then. You know, I can help you. And you can do all this by bypassing God. That's what he tried to get over to the mind of people. You ain't got to serve the Lord Jesus to get answers. Come to me, okay? And so people are getting into this. You got some that say, hey, my husband don't love me enough. They're going to readers. They're going to palm readers and getting stuff put on. You got some men say, well, I want a bunch of women to fall in love with me. They going and they doing potions and stuff. I know this sounds like a fairy tale to you all, but it ain't. And one thing about it is manifesting more and more in this time. And the Lord is letting me see that more demonic manifestation is finna come forth in these days. It's not going to be hid. It's not going to be hid. People are doing it openly, and they letting you know, okay? That man up in Minnesota some years ago who was trying to run for governor of Minnesota, they had on the news Satanist preacher, and he admitted he was a Satanist preacher, and he had his own restaurant, and it looked so gloomy in there, it was pitiful, okay? He had the dim lights and all that stuff, but it had under there Satanist preacher. Now, if you let a Satanist preacher run for governor, and a few years ago you let a witch lead in prayer in Congress, then that should tell you something, people. That this thing is serious. God bless you, Sister Helena. How you doing?
God bless. Amen.
Sister, I want to give you an opportunity, Sister Helen, to say something. Whatever God has given unto you or put in your heart.
Yeah, I just truly thank the Lord for the broadcast tonight. I was listening in on the way home from work, and then I tuned in. And so I just truly thank the Lord, you know, for the word that went forth on the night, you know, about fasting and praying. And, you know, that we know that in the word of the Lord, he was saying that when you are in need from life, from, you know, on high, and he was saying to wash yourself and anoint your head and come before him with fasting and prayer. And, you know, and that he will reveal the kingdom, you know, of God, you know, unto us. And he will make known to us the things, you know, that is about to come, and, you know, in different situations. So I just thank the Lord, you know, for the word, you know, of God that went on tonight. And then I want to ask everyone that you will remember Brother Anderson, you know, in your prayers, you know, on tonight. And that hopefully that we will be able to, you know, to go before the Lord in unity, you know, and pray on his behalf.
Amen. We let's do that.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Let's do that. People, there is an urgent call for the saints of God to come together in prayer. And the Lord wants to work through his people here on this earth.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. This is one of the reasons, people, that the enemy is trying to keep the people of God separate. Because there's so much power when you are unified by faith and prayer unto Almighty God. It shakes any hope that he has.
Thank you, Jesus.
He can't defeat it straight up because he don't have enough power. So what he turns to is tactics to keep you separated. That's what he turns to. Any kind of tactics he can get, he can separate. That's what he can't, as a head of fight, he couldn't do it because he doesn't have enough power, to overcome the power of God when faith in the prayer that the people are praying unto God moves the hand of God. A straight up fight he could never do. So his tactic is to work on the people, keeping them separated. So let's pray for our brother. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We come before you as your servants, as your children.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, you have instructed us to pray.
Yes, Lord.
You didn't instruct us just to talk about it. You told us to pray.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus.
And Father, you said the prayer of faith
shall save us. Yes, Amen. Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you,
dear Lord.
Our brother is in need today.
Is in need of a movement of your hand.
Dear Lord,
we come on this broadcast to lift our brother up before you at this hour.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That you would show your hand of deliverance.
Hallelujah.
We humble ourselves to our Creator.
You are our Lord.
You are the King of Kings. You are omnipotent, Lord God. You are all powerful.
You are the great physician,
Lord God. And you are the doctor of all doctors.
Dear Lord, we ask right now. Yes, Lord.
That Father, that you will go right now and touch his body.
Jesus.
We ask, Lord God, that you will perform a working of a miracle upon
Lord.
You right
Hallelujah.
Now. We ask right
Lord
now,
Jesus.
Lord God, that you will lay your hand upon him.
Lord Jesus. Yes,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
In the name
and by the
of
fire
Jesus.
That comes from you, Lord God.
Yes,
that burns up every sickness and every disease.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
The fire
yes,
of
Lord
God
Jesus.
That comes down and runs out
yes,
every
Lord.
Evil.
Yes,
let
Lord
your
Jesus.
Fire be
yes,
released
Lord Jesus.
In the name
yes,
of
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
In the
name yes,
of
Jesus.
The glory. And touch him from the crown of
Thank
his head
Jesus.
to the very sole of his feet.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Dear Lord, we pray right now for a movement of God in his home. We pray right now, Lord God, that you will show your hand of grace and your hand of mercy. Dear Lord, we ask that you would speak to him right now.
Yes, Lord.
Into his spirit, Lord God.
Yes,
speak a word that will anchor him in you. Speak a word that would root him in you. In the name of Jesus. Arise, O Lord, and show your mighty hand. Arise.
Yes, Lord.
And cause your enemies to see once again who you are. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
let every sickness and disease behold your power.
Yes,
in the name of
Jesus.
Yes, cause
Lord,
him to flee. Fill him right now.
Oh, yes, Lord.
With the presence and power of your spirit. In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We call
Jesus.
For deliverance for him
Hallelujah.
Right now in Jesus' name. We pray right now
yes,
and
Lord.
Glorify you, Lord God.
Yes,
and we
Lord
say
Jesus.
Glory to the Most High God.
Yes,
in
Lord,
the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus. In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. Thank you,
every
Jesus.
Word of direction that he
yes,
needs
Lord.
To hear, speak it right now.
Yes, Lord
Let
Jesus.
It come from
Jesus.
The throne of God. In the
oh,
name of
yes,
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Speak
yes,
to him, Lord, in dreams and visions. Of, speak to him
thank
in his
you,
spirit.
Lord
God, let your voice
yes,
be heard
Lord.
By him. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And we raise up our sister Anderson, Lord God. We ask that,
yes, Lord
dear Lord,
Jesus.
That you would just comfort her heart right now.
Oh,
and
yes,
Father,
Lord.
I pray
yes, Lord Jesus.
That your peace would flood her soul. In the
yes,
name of
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, in the
speak
name
your
of
word
Jesus.
Of comfort. Your word of edification.
Yes,
your word of
yes,
exhortation
Lord.
To her. Let
yes,
a prophetic
Lord.
Word come to her from the throne of God.
Oh,
in the name
yes,
of
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
Send your word,
Lord
Jesus. God. Send your word of comfort, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
For you are the Father
yes,
of all mercy, the God
thank
of all
you, Lord
comfort,
Jesus.
Lord God. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus,
yes,
visit her, Lord God.
Yes,
visit her
Lord.
Right now in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord
send
Jesus.
Your word, Lord God.
Yes,
send a rhema word
Jesus.
To her, Lord God. In
yes,
the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
In the name
wherever she
of
may
Jesus.
Be at now, whatever she may be
yes,
doing, Lord God, I
yes,
pray, Lord.
Lord
God, that you will
yes,
speak
Lord.
That word right now. In the
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus.
In
get her attention, Lord God. In Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord.
Let the power
yes,
anointing
Lord.
Of your word right now
yes,
go
Lord
forth
Jesus.
And touch her in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Lord. Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Sometimes, Lord,
Jesus.
All we need to hear is a word from God.
Oh,
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Let us sense
yes,
your
Jesus.
Presence, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Remove any trouble.
Hallelujah.
Remove
Hallelujah.
Any trouble right now. In the,
Lord,
name
yes,
of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Any troubling in her spirit, remove it, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the
name of Jesus. Oh, yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
Lord,
remove the trouble.
Hallelujah.
Remove
hallelujah,
the trouble,
Jesus.
Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
In the name
of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
I see your spirit,
Lord
God. Oh, God, we petition you right now.
Thank you,
remove
Jesus.
The heaviness, Lord God. Remove the burden,
name
Lord
God. Jesus.
In the name
in the
of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Hear her
Hallelujah.
Cry, Lord God. Let it come
thank
up before the
Lord
throne
Jesus.
Of God. In the
yes,
name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Jesus. Every
Lord,
man
Lord.
And woman of God and every child of God.
Lord Jesus,
we pray
Hallelujah.
That it's in bondage right now.
Oh, yes,
dear Lord,
Lord,
that you would deliver
Jesus,
to the
name.
Utmost. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Speak the blood. We plead
blood,
the blood and have the power
blood,
and destroy
Jesus.
The works of the enemy.
Hallelujah.
We plead the blood that causes
Jesus.
Us to be whole.
Hallelujah.
In the name of
Hallelujah.
Jesus, the blood of Jesus that was
thank
shed
Jesus.
And brought life
Hallelujah.
Unto mankind.
Thank
we plead
Jesus.
The blood that the enemy
Hallelujah.
Cannot overcome.
Thank
we plead the blood
Jesus.
In the name
Hallelujah.
Of Jesus. For the
Hallelujah,
word says your people
Jesus.
Overcame the enemy by the blood
yes,
and the word
Lord
of the
Jesus.
Testimony.
Yes,
glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
in the
yes,
Mohanda, shun the glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord
glory
Jesus.
Glory to the living God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless your
glory.
Holy name. Bless your holy name,
glory.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your
yes.
name, Lord. Bless your name.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Worthy is the Lamb of God, hallelujah, to take away the sins of the world, hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
thank you.
Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory
yes.
to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you,
thank
God.
You, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory,
yes.
hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
Bless
thank
your
you,
name,
Lord.
Bless your name. Thank you, Lord
thank
Jesus.
You.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless
God.
The name of Jesus. Bless the name of Jesus.
Yes,
blessed
Lord.
Be the name of Jesus.
Blessed
be the
name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the power
yes.
of the blood. For the
yes.
power
yes.
of the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. There
yes,
is power, wonderful working power in the
yes.
precious blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father,
yes.
in the precious and holy name of Jesus the Christ. Lord
yes.
Jesus, we humble ourselves before you in thy precious and holy name and ask
yes.
your hunger forgiveness, Lord, for sins and trespasses that we committed in your sight. And ask
yes.
you to forgive us, Lord Jesus, for every word spoken wrong, every wrong desire, every wrong action, Lord, every wrong attitude. Ask your forgiveness in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes,
and
yes,
and
yes.
you said what two or three are assembled together in your name. You said
yes.
there will you be in the midst of us. If we can
yes,
church
Lord.
And agree on anything, hallelujah, that we ask.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus, you said that you would do it for us, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, that is your word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your
hallelujah.
Word is stellar than heaven. And your
hallelujah.
Word, will not return to you void. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And Father,
yes.
we touch and agree, Lord Jesus, even as our brother Nathaniel has prayed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
For Brother Anderson and Sister Anderson in the name of
yes.
Jesus. And Lord,
yes.
we ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will bless them, Lord Jesus. Lord, that
yes.
you will touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Lord
yes.
Jesus, that you will let your atoning blood flow through their every being. Let it
yes.
renew them, regenerate them, restore them, and heal them, and make them everywhere whole in the name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah.
Yes.
There
yes.
is power,
yes.
wonderful working power, in the precious
hallelujah.
Blood of the Lamb of Jesus Christ. Lord,
yes.
you said in Psalm 103, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
just
you,
bless
Lord.
The Lord, oh, my soul. Hallelujah. All that was in me. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Everything that was in them. Hallelujah. Their heart, their liver, their bladder, their kidneys, their blood vessel. Hallelujah. Hanamachacha. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
All that was in them. Bless
yes.
the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise
hallelujah.
His holy name. Hallelujah. Their brain, halamatiki, hanabachata, their lungs, their bladder, their kidney,
yes.
hallelujah.
Yes.
Praise
yes.
the Lord Jesus Christ. Give him
yes.
glory. Give him
yes.
honor.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Receive his
thank
love. Receive
hallelujah.
His love. Receive
yes.
his healing. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory. Glory, glory, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, my Father. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank
you for
thank
doing
you.
It, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you
thank
for
you.
Healing them. Thank Thank you for delivering him. Thank you for setting him free. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, for the power of your blood. That nothing can withstand the power of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
Thank
glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
You,
for visiting them right now. Hallelujah. We thank you for it right now.
Thank
and we
you,
call it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank God for the word of God today and prayer, being able to come together and pray.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord,
for hearing our prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Offering up the prayer on to behalf of our brother,
Lord,
and our sister and others. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because this is what it's about. And
thank you, Lord.
Lord, say the same. Tomorrow we will have another Love Thy Neighbor broadcast, 7 p.m. And we ask that you all would tune in then. And once again, we always announce the phone number at the beginning of the broadcast. And, hey, if you have any prayer requests, you know, call in. We will pray for you.
Amen.
If you have prayer requests and you say, well, Brother Nate, I just don't feel comfortable. That's why on the air, I always give the email that you can send your prayers to, and we will pray for you. Amen. So we want to say that we love you all. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Until tomorrow, we'll see you again. God bless you and God keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.